Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cook keeps us out of trouble. Let's say if the block is not finished to the tee, Cook understands that he just got to just give a little bit more scoop to get away. He might not look like he's moving as fast as he's moving, but he's moving extremely fast. And I mean extremely fast. He is just very elusively fast that you're just like, oh, he really is moving that fast. His feet start going, da-da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden you see him separate from a defender. You're like, wow, the separation and speed is there. And then he just drifts away.
Always a treat to listen to Deion Dawkins. I even like that he calls Cook, Cook, and not Jimbo. I mean, has a hockey player ever referred to a teammate by his last name in history once? Has it ever happened?
No. I'm sure of it.
No. Good job, Deion Dawkins. We are back. I'm a little nervous about putting the water. You might have seen me twitch just then on Twitch, because yesterday I almost knocked it over right there where I just put it. I can't see it. So it's sort of like a blind thing. I don't want to knock it over. Put it over there.
Then you can't
I almost can't reach it. Yeah. A little bit of a different alignment here.
I'm already adapting. Okay. I'm over my initial
fears.
Fears is a little too strong. Apprehension, maybe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Better. Yeah. Anyway, I'm good. And you can almost see the jet sign behind me now, the new shot. So that's good.
That would be a good thing to show that.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, better call Jed Studios, right?
Just call Jed.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You're not looking at it, though.
That's right. Although I can see it in my head there. Now I can see. Just call Jed.
You'll get it right the next time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Thanks. I appreciate your confidence.
Colin is next. Hello, Colin.
Hi, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Colin from sunny, warm, hot Charlotte. Anyway, I didn't call to say the Bills will never win a Super Bowl with McDermott. Actually, I called to say that this guy, Kevin Kelly, your first segment reminded me of this guy. He got famous off ESPN and a high school coach out of Arkansas.
Yep.
And he never punted.
Yeah.
For years. I mean, this coach just went analytics crazy like 23 years ago, I think it was. And he never, ever, I should say never, ever. But he would go for it. I backed up to his own 8-yard line on 4th and 10.
All the time, but onside kicks after every score.
This guy was insane. Yep. And obviously he knew. Like this last caller or two said that, you know, he knew what he had and he probably felt like he had the better team and he could make up for it. And you, like you said, onside kicks. But just the story of this guy, I'll never forget it. I'm like, you know, why not incorporate at least a little piece of that, you know, to a major college or an NFL game, if you know, especially if you're playing an opponent that you feel like, you know, you've got the odds on. But I was listening to you guys, and I knew there was a guy, and I just had to Google him, and Kevin Kelly, Pulaski, Arkansas, or something.
Yep,
and
Academy.
Really interesting. Mm-hmm. I was, very, really,
yep.
Like you said, analytics, you know, the guy knew what he was doing, but I just had to call.
Thanks. Thank you. He was ahead of his time, no doubt.
Yeah. And the first time I heard his name in any of these stories was from this guy over here. And it was quite a long time ago now. I'm bad with timelines, but it was a long time ago.
There was an HBO Real Sports feature on him. Yeah, that's 20 years ago, I bet, maybe longer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's really fun. I think it's also fun to see the ripple effects. Like we were talking about before, and Bulldog makes a great point about how it might push you toward more of a run-oriented attack. Because if you have four downs instead of three, you don't need as big of chunks on plays to continue to move the chain. So there's that. And the running quarterback, I don't think Bills fans need to be told how much of an advantage Allen is in this way. But I also don't think you can say it enough.
Right.
I think you can say it enough.
I think both of those things can be true, yes.
Like, we know what his running looks like and can think of highlights and the touchdown thing. He's got more rushing touchdowns than OJ had already and Thurman Thomas already. Just that's incredible. The numbers are incredible. We know that. But how – there really should be no excuse for the Bills to just not convert all the time because of him. I mean, they kind of did. I mean, they have a team right now, last year, that doesn't get open. The receivers don't get open. And that's part the players and part the coach. Like, part of – I mean, Kyle Shanahan's receivers get open. They might be better. But everybody's always open on that team. Here, it's hard. But you still have 30 points a game. You know, there's the turnover piece to that.
Yeah,
I don't think it was the best offense I've ever seen, but it was, by the points, the best production their offense has ever had. Most productive they've ever been. So just feel like Jackson is this way. And, you know, Warren Sharp, he'll be on with me on Monday. You'll be off on Monday. And he DM'd me about something. He's coming on next week. And he's got these quarterback tier rankings today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask you about them. You've seen them, I guess.
Yes.
Who was like the most shocking?
Justin Fields in the A level.
Yep. Justin Fields.
Right. I saw the chart. Is where Allen and Jaden Daniels and Lamar and who's the first?
Hurts.
Right.
Mahomes is on tier two.
Yeah, is that superstar plus? Is that it says S plus? So I'm assuming that's super plus, you know, superstar plus, I guess. And then A plus is a tier down, and that's
Mahomes and Burrow.
But yeah, the tier down from there, like the rest is like normal grading, right? So A plus A, and Justin Fields is in there. And somebody who Benjamin Albright, who does a great job covering the Broncos, tweeted at him a little snark, like, oh, Justin Fields on the A level is a choice, something like that. And they had a back and forth, respectful, like, no, you know, it didn't look contentious. I don't know if they are friendly and know each other real well or what, but it's rushing. I think how positively Fields' rushing impacts the offense overall, even though he's not a great passer.
I think it might have even been Rich Rebar's rankings, who works for Warren. He was on with us not too long ago, too. But either way, yeah, I read the Fields paragraph on Twitter. Aaron Glenn coached against Fields with Detroit. And Warren points out that in five games against the Lions, Fields averaged 90 rushing yards. And Warren said, don't think they're not going to lean into that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do. I'm excited about it. Once in a while, I'll say something like that, and you'll be like, what happened to you? What are you, like, running guy? I like different. And we're talking about fourth down and the Bills through the years. The thing that made it so annoying to me was that they were losing anyway. They're not beating New England. Like, once in a decade, they're beating New England, and they refused to ever be different. What did you expect? So here are the Jets. No real expectations. You know, it might even be the best possible outcome for them this year is that it works, and they're pretty good. They're probably not going to win the division, but it works, and the coach works, the quarterback works, and Breece Hall works, all of it, they're pretty good. Like, that's the best case scenario probably this year for the Jets. The second best might be that they're the worst team in the NFL.
And can replace Justin Fields.
It's over.
Next April. Right.
We don't have to ask this question anymore. He's out. Maybe Aaron Glenn makes it work. Maybe he doesn't, but your quarterback's more important anyway. Like, that might be second best. And then third is maybe what's likeliest, where they win five or six games, and then what do you do?
And he makes his share of plays, because he always does, where he, you know, guesses right or gets to the right idea passing the ball and has the time to actually make it work. And wow, look at that arm. I wish he could do that more often. And then, of course, the running, like, he'll have his games and he'll make his plays. But yeah, I don't know what the overall, I'm not expecting that to elevate them to anywhere beyond 7 or 8 wins at most, I would say myself. But, so yeah. And in that scenario, those 7 or 8 wins, that's almost exactly what you don't want. You'd rather, you know, win 3 or 4 probably.
Because then what do you do?
Right. Like, did it work well enough to keep going with this guy? We're sort of in the netherworld as far as like a top 10, top 5 quarterback pick. You know, they're going to be hard to navigate that.
I almost had an embarrassing moment with Warren today. I had 2 weird phone, like almost slip ups. One of them, I got away with it both times. It wouldn't have been so bad. I could have corrected it. Just like sent the second text with the asterisk, you know. Or here's what happened. So he reached out to me. He's going to be on the show next week. And, you know, my book, everything, here's what you need to know. And at the time, I didn't know he was booked for us. So I just DM'd a reply, great. And then a second reply, thank you. But after I got done typing the word thank, I expected the word you to be what my phone prompted me to put next, because mm-hmm. that's what you would think it would do.
That's a normal thing. Yeah.
But instead, it was God. And so I actually did click that and had it ready to send to him. Hey, Mike, I'm looking forward to Monday. I'm going to be on your show, and here's my book. Thank God would have been my response.
Right.
And like, what would that be? I think I might expect him to think I was being sarcastic.
Right.
Like, oh, thank God. Great.
You're coming to save me on Monday.
Wow. Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Wow, thank God. And then, so I got away with that one. And then I had a nice morning with my family. We went on a Miss Buffalo 2. We went on a boat ride, and it was pretty cool. My brother-in-law is in town, and her parents, who just had their 61st anniversary. It was cool. And I just, when I got here today, I was sending her a text thanking her for, thank you for a wonderful morning. And I went to the emojis and went for the heart. But next, you know, I have fat thumbs, I guess. Next to the heart is the shrug emoji.
Oh, boy.
And I literally did click the shrug emoji. Thank you for a wonderful morning.
Right.
But again, I was able to erase it.
Okay.
I'm usually too fast. No, I would have set those.
Yeah.
No harm done.
Wow.
Watch out there.
Thanks for a wonderful morning. I mean, if you say so.
I guess.
I don't know.
Might as well put quotes around it.
Right?
Wonderful morning.
Question marks.
Your question marks. What does the shrug of, what message does the shrug send? Thank you for a wonderful morning, I guess. So watch out there. Technology can be a dangerous thing.
I think I sent you something last week one day that was meant for my wife, and I hit send and then realized, like, oh, I got my people mixed up. I was on a texting spree, and I got too quick, and I wrote what I meant for her to you. And I was able to delete message real quick, and it does that little, like, poof, it disappears from my feed, and I'm assuming that means maybe you never saw it.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Is this when you were betting the Angels?
No, that was Sunday. No, it was not then.
You were on a texting spree and a betting spree.
Right. A betting spree.
Yeah. 5-way baseball parlays that hit.
That you forget about.
Yeah.
Because you're so infrequently in there to begin with, which is what I've been like for the last few months or so. It's like golf majors, and that's it. So it's not a regular part of my routine every morning right now. It's not. It'll be more like that once football gets here. But I don't even remember that I'm on there, so I don't think to look to see what I did last night or anything. Just, and then you get a happy surprise yesterday.
Very.
Live on the air. Right. Very. Yeah, that was fantastic.
During the live workshop. Right. We ought to have another one.
Right.
This time you can really bet it. 803-0550. Thanks, Colin, for the call. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, WGR.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.